More now on The Debate, with a focus on business and economics. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Asked about fixing the tax code during the debate last night, Donald Trump said he'd get rid of the carried interest benefit. This is a tax-favored capital gain often used by hedge fund managers to reduce their tax bills. It's something Hillary Clinton also plans to fix. But here's the Republican candidate.
Well, one thing I do is get rid of carried interest. One of the greatest provisions for people like me, to be honest with you. I give up a lot when I run because I knock out the tax code. And she could have done this years ago, by the way. She was a United States senator. She complains that Donald Trump took advantage of the tax code. Well, why didn't she change it? Why didn't you change it when you were a senator?
Trump did make it clear that he had used a $916 billion loss that showed up on his leaked 1995 tax return to avoid paying income tax. Asked if he did, he said, quote, "Of course." Trump tried to hammer Clinton on China taking advantage of the U.S. in trade matters and the North American Free Trade Agreement passed under Clinton's husband. The Democratic candidate shot back.
China is illegally dumping steel in the United States, and Donald Trump is buying it to build his buildings, putting steel workers and American steel plants out of business. That's something that I fought against as a senator, and that I would have a trade prosecutor to make sure that we don't get taken advantage of by China on steel or anything else.
Staying in St. Louis, let's switch live to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, who talked to some voters about what they heard or didn't hear about money and the economy in the debate.
I watched the debate in a packed room full of voters at Schlafly's Bottle Works in Maplewood, a suburb of St. Louis. It was a mostly Clinton crowd, and a Clinton supporter, Mary DeLeonardis, told me there were definitely some economic issues on her mind.
Well, I mean, I'm interested in what she's saying about growing jobs. What is her plan? I understand some of the ideas that are out there, but how are we really going to get jobs? What are we going to do about the minimum wage? I'd like to hear her talk about that.
Unfortunately for her, the debate barely touched on those issues. There was a lot of discussion about the tape featuring Donald Trump's lewd comments about women, and Trump supporter Steve Ogden, a firefighter in St. Louis, told me after the debate the whole thing didn't matter much at this point anyway.
The people that want to vote for Hillary are going to vote for Hillary. The people that want to vote for Donald are going to vote for Donald. What the Trump campaign has done and what the Hillary campaign has done, all this stuff is nothing but redirect and whatever. None of them are talking about the real things that we concern about. And that's what breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
The moderators did get to Trump's tax issues. He admitted he's been taking a roughly $1 billion write-off for his federal taxes. And they also brought up the recent WikiLeaks dump, which reports to include excerpts from Clinton's Wall Street speeches. Cole Pieri, a student and restaurant server who was watching the debate, says he feels Clinton is corrupt and originally planned to vote for Trump.
I was very intrigued by him at the beginning of the process, just because I thought it would be good to have an outsider. It would be good to have someone that didn't have the political influence, the political money coming in from everything else. And then just everything that he's said, everything he's done has made me just hate him.
And Trump is steadily losing even more favor with Republicans. There are several calls for the Republican National Committee to pull joint fundraising from his campaign.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams live from St. Louis. Kimberly, thank you. Let's check markets. The FT 100 in London is up 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also up. The Dow future up 52 points, about 0.3%. One financial proxy used to gauge the presidential election momentum is the U.S. dollar versus the Mexican peso. In a way, it's an imperfect poll of currency traders. Since the debate, the peso has been rising, which is a bet that Clinton gets to the White House. It's up 1.4% to the dollar since Friday. Less than an hour ago, word about who gets this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. A Harvard guy, Oliver Hart, and an MIT guy, Bengt Holmstrom. The prize honors their work in that lubricant for business relationships, contracts, and how best to design contracts. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
MIT's Holmstrom has considered CEO bonuses. In a call this morning, The Economist said he believes some of the bonuses seem extraordinarily high, but that his work isn't whether these payouts are inherently good or bad, but rather what factors should be used to determine the value of a bonus. One of Oliver Hart's interests is asking when the government should own an operation, like a prison or a school, and when it's more in the public's interest if it's privately held. Hart has developed a model using contract theory that helps think about that question. If innovation's really important, he's found private ownership is probably best. If competition doesn't work well, public ownership is the way to go. The point is, different factors will get you a different answer, helping policymakers be thoughtful.
The for-profit college ITT abruptly shut down last month, leaving 8,000 employees and 40,000 students in the lurch, as we've reported. ITT's bankruptcy also leaves a lot of stuff for sale. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The properties ITT owns are scattered around a number of states, including California, Illinois, and New York. The realty firm marketing them touts the well-built buildings with good ceiling height and above-average parking.
The parking is really one of the bigger issues on some of these things.
Stephen Bethel is with Fraser Capital Valuation. He says potential buyers might include community colleges that want to expand or update facilities. Real estate economist Elliot Eisenberg says those schools would really have to luck out having an ITT property right where they need it.
So a little bit can go there, but the rest is going to have to be redesigned, presumably for office space.
Businesses like call centers, which wouldn't have to pull permits and break ground for a new facility with lots of parking.
Much of the value in some of these locations, maybe in the fact that it's already a functioning building.
And may even have functioning equipment like computers, which for now at least can be snapped up on the cheap as part of a lease or purchase. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
From APM, American Public Media.